The reason they're winning big is because they're narrowing their focus while everyone else is going wide and they lack precision. Hey everyone, what's up? This is Satoru Mateo and welcome to a new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your lead. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. So the guys are dominating, crushing it right now. They have a sniper approach that is very, very targeted. While everyone else who's losing battles and getting killed is because they're setting fantasy goals without the clear and efficient strategy to execute in an overcrowded market. So that's why their growth strategy in marketing isn't working as well anymore. So what we got to do is help them narrow their focus and remove distractions in a world that is constantly trying to sell them the next sexy thing. Some new marketing fad. Are you following this? Right? There are no lack of ideas. Are you getting this? Here's what I mean by that. If you think about our clients, they come to us for a couple reasons. Number one, they're doing great, but they just want to elevate their performance, right? They want a higher level of achievement. They want to move further, faster, right? They want to do better. And I love that. That's great. That's awesome. Unfortunately, it's not always easy. So a lot of times they've been doing great for a long time. They've been very profitable, but they plateaued, right? They spent a ton of money on marketing and development, but they've lost momentum. And the reason things stop working is what I said a minute ago. They're going too wide and they lack precision. Now, because of that, they have a million plates spinning at all times and nothing gets the necessary focus or attention. And therefore, momentum decelerates, slows down, or stops. Now, imagine your marketplace like a battlefield, right? And you want to win the war, right? I know it may be a grim metaphor, but just follow me for a second. You don't want to have a million battles to fight. You want your best effort, your best resources, and the fewest amount of battles possible to win the war, right? The more battles, the less chance of winning the war. Make sense? Otherwise, you just end up overwhelmed, overworked, frustrated, and exhausted. You with me? The companies who are winning right now are the ones who are narrowing their focus and know how to put their best effort, their best focus, their best energy and resources on the most leveraged, most profitable targets. They're not fighting a million battles. They're picking the fewest battles possible that they know they can dominate to win the war. Making sense? So if you're looking at it from the perspective of dominating your market and achieve maximum growth, maximum profitability, and maximum impact that's sustainable, what do we got to do? We got to do what I call narrowing down to the core and give it a disproportionate focus and attention, which will accelerate growth, create a deeper bond with your best clients, and make you the most trusted advisor, the most preeminent authority, and highest paid expert in your field. Now, those who are doing this are hands down the ones crushing it today. If you think about some of the biggest companies in the world, this is really what they do. Apple, right? They brag that they are the most focused company in the world. They say no to more things than they say yes to. There's only one iPhone, right? Said differently, there's no competition. See, if you're putting a lot of marketing money and effort in going wide and not yielding the growth you want, it's because everyone else is too, and you just become a commodity, right? Fighting too many battles and lacking focus. Now, the good news is the money is not in doing more things, fighting more battles. The money is in narrowing your focus, removing distractions, and picking the one thing you're the best at, that your competition is not paying attention to. And you will win the war. You will outdo, you will outperform, and out-earn your competition. Simple as that. You'll dominate your marketplace. You'll bring in more revenue and cultivate a team of elite performers that are focused, energized. And you know what? They'll love to be part of your brand. This means that when it comes down to your best buyers making a purchase and choosing who to do business with, who are they going to choose? They're going to choose you, right? They're going to choose you, the expert that has specialized. Your prospects will see and know that you are the most trusted advisor, the most preeminent authority, the go-to expert in your marketplace. You with me? Why? Because you didn't dabble. Because you had precision and didn't do things half-ass. Does that make sense? So the question becomes, number one, what do you do to position yourself as the go-to expert, right? How do you do that? How do you become the authority? And how do you do it so you're not just wasting money on the next shining idea or next marketing tactic? Meaning, what's the strategic way of doing this without overwhelm or running your team to the ground? Make sense? And how do you know what is the right focus that will yield the biggest, most relevant results? The secret is called precision-based growth. And precision, like I said before, can be a dangerous word here because it could be mistaken with perfection or micromanaging. But it's the complete opposite. This is not what this is about. The word precision is key here. We want to remove any and all friction. We want to remove distraction, any unproductive, unprofitable, unnecessary, meaningless activities and behaviors that slow you down and decelerate your growth. We want precision. It makes you faster, it makes you more flexible, and it gives you freedom. And this goes for your business, and this goes for your personal life as well. That this is what makes you an amazing partner, spouse, father, mother, right? Friend, and a great athlete. This is the key. So if we want to dominate our market and accelerate growth, we need to ask ourselves, number one, if all areas of our team's performance or your personal performance remained the same, which one area could use the greatest and most relevant improvement and growth? And number two, what are all the current key activities that are making me inefficient, unproductive, unprofitable, right? Like really, what's stealing my energy? What's making me unfocused, right? Think about that. Both in your personal life and your professional life. Number three, what core values drive our company or our family? And which one, not 20, which one target will help to congruently fulfill on those values? Is this making sense? And here's the big one. Who do I need to become in order to demonstrate the leadership necessary to inspire my team into action? In other words, what's the psychology, the mindset, what are the beliefs, the skills, the habits, and consistent behaviors I must own to be the type of leader others want to follow? Okay, are you with me with that? I'll ask it again. Think about the question. What's the mindset, the psychology, right? The beliefs, the skills, the habits, and consistent behaviors that I must own to be the type of leader others want to follow. Now, once you have the answer to these questions, once you own this stuff, here's the roadmap with precision-based growth. Phase one is about clarity, right? We use the information as building blocks. We identify the best, most relevant key targets, and which ones do you think are the best? Of course, the ones that align with your core values, the ones that are the most profitable, the most energizing to you. So what are we doing here? Probably not too hard to guess, right? We're using precision-based growth to strip away, to simplify and remove all the stuff that slows you down so you can accelerate the growth of your business, the growth of your personal life, the growth of your athleticism, the growth of your health, the growth of your finances. You with me? How about I give you a quick example of how it relates outside of business? Sound good? I got a client of mine, a tennis pro, who went from being ranked 50 in the world to not even being in the top 100. He had an injury and had to stop playing for a while. And he took it really hard, as you can imagine. It affected not only his playing, but also his confidence, right? His certainty. Think about it. It's not only his passion, it's also his career. I asked him what he wanted. He goes, I want to win a Grand Slam. I want to be number one. I mean, it's been a dream since I was a little kid. Now, in the world of tennis, this is a big deal, right? It's the biggest thing you can do in tennis. You could say it changes your status and your income drastically, right? It's a whole different life if you're a pro. It will 10x your income for sure. Now, because of the injury, he went from top 50, like I said, to leaving the top 100. So this is not an easy turnaround. Are you following? Apart from working on the mindset, we had to understand where the most efficient focus and energy had to be. It was not enough to just practice for 2 hours a day. We needed precision. What kind of practice would make the biggest difference? Are you with me? We had to make a complete evaluation to turn this around. We couldn't just focus on his footwork, on his backhand, on his volleys, or you know, slicing or serving. So I asked him, which one area will bring the greatest level of growth? Which will impact your game the most, right? Because everything's not equal. And he goes, no doubt, my serve. But then we went deeper. So how many perfect serves can you make in a row? Now, it's not going into the whole story right now. Here's the point. We had to find a way to evaluate the most important areas of focus so he didn't treat every aspect of practice with equal importance, because it's not. And then we had to figure out the most productive activity to increase the success of his serve. Now, just by doing this part, in his next tournament, he made it to the finals, which is really cool. It's amazing because he had not won a game since the injury. Now, this is the power of precision. Precision of mindset, precision of activity, and precision in knowing the fruits of the activity, right? Of knowing not only what to focus on, but how to focus. Let's go to my marriage. We have focused on finding each other's most leveraged things, right? Where we are the most effective and efficient, instead of focusing on being equal and fair. When I'm saying fair, I'm talking about splitting tasks 50-50. I mean, this is a major point of conflict in many marriages. Anyway, this will be the topic of a completely separate episode. But just to give you a quick example, I have not cooked a meal in over 8 years, like from scratch. Not that I can't, I know how to cook, but it's not where I'm most efficient, where I can make my greatest contribution. Is this making sense? When Emily, my wife, prepares food, it's way healthier, tastier, right? And she enjoys it most of the time, right? And she has a system. Now, could I learn it? Yes. But it's not in my values like it is for her. I wouldn't put Emily in coaching clients or making sales calls. It's not that she can't. She's great at sales. She closes me and the kids all the time when she wants something, right? It's just not in her values. When it comes to dressing the kids, right, putting clothes on them, she loves doing that and doesn't want me to do that, right? She thinks she has better taste than me, and I'm sure she's right. Anyway, she does a great job doing that. Therefore, I'm not going to waste my mental energy of doing something that lowers my efficiency and takes away from what I do best and enjoy most. Like being here with you right now, right? Is it making sense? You getting this? I know people struggle with this every day. They try to force themselves to be motivated to do something that is completely out of alignment with their values. Anyway, this is a topic of a completely different episode. Let's continue. In phase two, in precision-based growth, like I said before, is execution. How do you implement the most effective, the most efficient messaging if you're in business? The best packaging, the best positioning. How do you create the most profitable, the most efficient offers that provide the most value? How do you create the most precise sales process that guarantee that your best buyers know that you are the most trusted advisor, that you are the most preeminent authority, and that you are the go-to expert in your field? It's very simple. Now, once we strip away all unnecessary, all unwanted, and low productive, unprofitable activities, we move into phase three, optimize. If you want to remove overwhelm and eliminate the risk of burnout and stay focused and efficient and be the kind of leader that goes first, that others want to follow, you gotta be relentless and engage your team and yourself in developing deliberate habit-forming activities that consistently elevates your thinking, your skills, your processes, so you can achieve accelerated, sustainable growth in the midst of outside demands. Are you following this? It's a very, very simple concept, and it's extremely powerful. Not maybe so easy to implement, not because it's not easy, but because we're so caught up in doing and doing and doing and being overwhelmed. And so we don't stop and think. We don't stop and remove friction. We just keep going. You see, you know what's great? Nobody's doing this. The ones who are winning are narrowing their focus. Now, luckily for us, not a lot of people are narrowing their focus, right? They're busy getting distracted. They're trying to please everyone and being controlled by the demands around them. They're very reactive. And I say, let them, okay? The best is doing this. The badasses, they do this. So if you want to really, really grow your business and really outperform your competition, the money's right here. Focused on precision-based growth. So if you want to stand out, if you want to accelerate your growth and keep your sanity, I strongly suggest you test this thing out. Remember, precision-based growth equals exponential growth. In your business, in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your health, and in your finances. I hope you found value in today's episode and you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. Now, if you know somebody who might find this helpful, please feel free to share this podcast. This is how we continue to grow and make a difference in people's lives around us. Until next time, this is Satoru Mateo with Half-Assed to Badass. Stay focused and keep optimizing your business and life for massive growth. Bye for now. Boom! Here's a little surprise. If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot, and that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on a track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.